Good evening to my listeners here in the United States and around the world. I'm your host, CI, for CI News Radio Podcast Show. It is Wednesday, May 29th, 2019. Let's get started. So, it's been a while since I've been back doing my live podcast shows. I've been doing some other things, going through some things in my personal life, and just been sorting things out and figuring out how to turn my life around. So I feel like I got that behind me, and I want to say thank you to my listeners and my subscribers and my fans here in the United States and around the world. And now CI Radio Podcast Show is back. So since I've been gone for a while, a lot of developing stories, I should say, has been happening. Today we've seen one of many things. Today we had seen the emergence of Special Counsel Robert Mueller. As you well may know, Special Counsel Robert Mueller conducted a 2-year investigation into possible collusion conspiracy ties between the Trump campaign and the Russian government. So, Special Counsel released his report back in March. And since he was the investigator, he simply conducted his investigation. And once he wrapped up the investigation, his job was to give it to the acting U.S. Attorney General, which is Bill Barr, and then he's going to release it to Congress. Well, after the release of the report, Bill Barr gave a 4-page summary out of 400. He basically picked out the parts that he felt that would make Trump look squeaky clean. But there is a part that Special Counsel Robert Mueller did conclude that it does not exonerate him for obstruction of justice. If you look at the report, there's clearly a roadmap to Congress for them to act. There's been several congressional leaders that have been calling for impeachment inquiries into Donald Trump. And I think today is what's going to push it. They may not act quickly, but I think this is another tool that they're going to use to continuing to kill, to build the case against Donald Trump. Just by looking at the report, there have been several individuals in this report that have been indicted or implicated into the report. You look at a lot of people that's in there: Jared Kushner, Donald Trump Jr., Paul Manafort, Michael Cohen, Michael Flynn, Roger Stone, Julian Assange, the founder of the WikiLeaks, parts of the Steele dossier. It's all kind of things in that report. But this is a report that was based off the findings of Special Counsel Robert Mueller. And he's basically given Congress the evidence that they need to pursue criminally charges or start an impeachment. It clearly states, by looking at the report, that even though Donald Trump may be the sitting president, and according to Department of Justice guidelines, that a sitting president cannot be indicted or criminally charged while president, it clearly states that once he leaves office, if he's impeached and removed from office. That does not exonerate him from criminal charges. Once he becomes a public citizen, then he is subject to criminal charges once he leaves office. So even though he's getting impeached, that doesn't mean that he's clear from the indictment. Like, if he gets impeached, it's not like he can go back home. He's automatically going to face criminal charges. Same way in the Southern District of New York. I look for them to act hastily, especially after Mueller came out today. The Southern District of New York has been looking into the financial records of Donald Trump and the Trump Organization. And they pretty much have what they need. A lot of the judges in the D.C. and the New York area have given the Democrats a couple key victories. Because the judges, by law, knows that Congress has the right, by law, to look into a person's financial records. So they're trying to stall everything. They're trying to do a lot of things to divert the American people away from an investigation like this. This investigation is one that we have never seen before, where we have Americans that have participated in possible conspiracy with the foreign government. Corey Lewandowski, Carter Page, Michael Flynn, Michael Cohen, Paul Manafort, Donald Trump Jr., Jared Kushner, Trump himself, Jeff Sessions, Mike Pence, Dana Rohrabacher. Look at all the people, Americans, that are in the Republican Party or associated with the Republican Party that have participated with conspiracy with the Russians. And some of them were there at the inauguration. Man, think about that. And just by watching CNN, Chris Cuomo's show tonight, he's telling the truth. Russia now is preparing again to strike in the 2020 election. And we have somebody that's in the White House that is not going to say anything bad about them interfering in our elections. That's where I know that he is part of the system. Special counsel today basically not only gave Congress the evidence that they need to pursue an impeachment, he also wanted the American people to be reassured about his work, his findings, the things that they discovered, what was going on. I believe that you should be concerned. You should be worried about that you have Americans, people that are from this country, that are secretly working with a foreign government. That is troubling to me. That's something to be concerned about. You know, but in my own opinion, I believe that special counsel did the right thing. And just think if we didn't have special counsel Mueller looking into it. He was the only person that wanted to look into it. But there's also another side of it. Special counsel Mueller today did not mention anything about Bill Barr investigating the origins of the Russia probe. Basically, Trump ordered Bill Barr to investigate the investigators, which is not going anywhere. The Mueller report clearly lays out everything for Congress to act. It's a constitutional, it's within their jurisdiction to proceed impeachment. And all it would take is for one or two people to go ahead and do it. I think the Mueller public speech today, the press conference today, feel like that is all that you need. He gave you the report. He showed you what he found. And I'm pretty sure they can get the unredacted report. I know that's what they're fighting for as well, to get the unredacted report. But I look for Southern District to act up now. I look for them to do something big as well. But this has been going on for a long time. And what Donald Trump is hoping to do is to get reelected, because he thinks if he gets reelected, he can run out the statute of limitations with regarding the Russia probe and his financial crimes. But if Southern District of New York wanted to prosecute or indict his son, Donald Trump Jr., he would not be able to pardon him on the state level. So it's there's something that is brewing up here. It's something that is brewing up. With special counsel coming out today, and the fact that pretty soon Donald Trump Jr. is going to be coming in to testify as well, and it doesn't matter if people with that's affiliated with the Trump administration keeps defying subpoenas from congressional courts. The courts, the U.S. courts, and the FBI more than likely are going to seek criminal charges from not complying with congressional leaders. The courts are showing a lot of backbone. A lot of them, I don't know personally what political party that they're affiliated with, Democrat or Republican. But I do know that they're not giving the Trump administration any special privilege. They're awarding Congress. And I think that the other courts, the other investigations that's going on, because we have to remember there are two key investigations. The first is the criminal investigation, and the second one is the counterintelligence investigation. Now, we know that Rick Gates, Paul Manafort, Michael Cohen, all of them have been to jail. You had then the ones that they still are waiting to be arraigned is Michael Flynn and Roger Stone. Roger Stone was implicated in the Mueller report as releasing information that he obtained from WikiLeaks to give to Donald Trump. And he said there's going to be a mass dump of emails. And sure enough, look what happened. Mass dumps of emails. And then 5 hours later, Trump says, "Russia, if you're listening, I hope you can find the 30,000 emails that are missing." See how all that timed up? Everything is to a T. Special counsel gave us something today. He gave us that there are some people out there that work day and night to bring the truth to the American people, to show them of how dangerous that this time really is, to where the Russian government is plotting and planning on striking again in future elections. It's a challenging time in America, one that I've never seen before. But I think there's going to be more things that's going to come down the pipe. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi isn't quite there yet with impeachment, but we don't really know where she's going to go with it. We don't know if she's going to support impeachment or not. We just got to wait and see. But it makes you scratch your head. Where do we go from here? We heard today from the architect of probably the greatest scandal, crime in American history. But I know special counsel, supposedly, and before I did my podcast, the David Pakman show had announced that a writer by the name of Michael Wolff, who released a book on Donald Trump back in 2017, have obtained documents that was observed by the newspaper or the internet company called The Guardian, which is a media company. And supposedly that special counsel Robert Mueller have drafts or documents saying that he wanted to charge Donald Trump. Now, some of people from Mueller's team have said that the documents doesn't exist. But then it's been verified by several sources that these documents do exist and they are authentic. And I believe that if Mueller was in a different position, he would have criminally indicted Donald Trump. Donald Trump is clearly a criminal. Clearly a criminal. And the way that he acts, the things that he says, how he does things, clear as day, he is guilty. And they know it. And they didn't think that all this stuff would come out on him when he became president. The fact that he is lining himself up with dictators, people who kill and starve their own people in some of the most poorest conditions, but not only that, the most countries that commit the most hate crimes, human rights violations, I should say, against their people, like North Korea, Russia, China. And he's affiliating themselves with them. Not necessarily so much China, but he's trying to keep it good with Russia and North Korea for whatever reason. Don't really know what's up with that, but it is so troubling. And he tweets all day. He does, maybe he works about 3 or 4 hours a day. It's not work per se, but watches TV and that's it. Like, it's, oh man, it's a scary thing. I know that the fact that he is in office and it's like we're wide open. He's a threat to national security. But I believe that special counsel, gave us another sign today, even though that he is skeptical about testing publicly or in a public setting to Congress. I think special counsel would testify in privately. I think he basically made a clear indication that if I am going to testify, it's going to be privately. But I believe that this is not the last time that we heard from Special Counsel Mueller. I think it's just getting started. I think as time goes on, we'll find out more information as the days come in. I'm your host, CI, for CI Radio News Podcast Show. You can find my shows on Instagram, CI News and Media, Twitter at CI News and Media, Facebook.com at CI News and Media. To my listeners here in the United States and around the world, thank you for tuning in and good night.